那是白色。
So that our relationship must be pure between the two of us.
所以我们两个之间的关系呢，就应该像牛奶那样纯洁。
So after this,
所以之后
then they begin their family.
他们就开始他们的家庭。
So this girl brought those to the husband.
所以当这个女孩子把这个牛奶跟水果给她先生的时候
after eating,
他们吃了
before they went to bed,
当他们上床之前
the girl told the husband.
这个女孩子告诉她先生
Before we begin our life,
当我们开始我们的家庭生活
Let us pray.
我们先来祷告
So they knelt down.
所以他们就跪下来祷告
The girl prayed.
这女孩子祷告
And she was praying.
她在祷告
She was weeping and crying and thanking God.
她就一直哭在感谢神
Who would marry a blind girl?
你想谁会跟一个瞎眼的女孩子结婚
Who would marry a deaf girl?
谁会愿意跟一个耳聋的女孩子结婚呢
so the girl was so thankful to God
所以这个女孩子非常的感恩
that the husband, this man has come forward to marry her
竟然有这样的男生要来跟她结婚
so she finished her prayer
所以当她祷告完的时候
so now she said husband you pray
她说先生请你祷告
so he lift up his hand
所以她就举起手来
oh Lord God
oh 神啊
why me
为什么是我
Have mercy upon me, O living God.
Oh, 永生神啊，求你怜悯我。
And he began to cry and cry.
然后他又开始又哭了。
And the girl hold the husband's hand.
然后这个新娘呢就抓起新郎的手。
Oh, don't cry.
不要哭啊。
She thought.
她想说。
Oh, the husband is also crying for great joy.
因为太高兴了，所以他先生就又在哭了。
Only he knows what he is crying about.
只有他自己知道他为什么在哭。
So he went on crying.
所以他继续又哭。
He said, Nevertheless,
但是
Lord, I thank you for this woman.
主啊，我为这个女人感谢你。
I ask you for a wife.
我求你赐给我一个妻子。
You gave me this woman.
你给我这个女人。
Blessed be the name of the Lord God.
愿主的名得着荣耀。
Lord, we commit our marriage into your hands.
主啊，我们就把我们的婚姻交在你的手里面。
Let your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
When he said that,
当他这样说的时候
，a powerful presence of God came down in the room.
神的同在非常强烈的充满那个房子。
And the two person can feel the presence of God.
他们都可以感到神的同在。
And when he said, Amen,
当他说 Amen,
the power of God touched the wife.
神的能力呢就在这个新郎的身上。
And she fell down to the ground.
她又倒下去了。
And when she woke up,
当她起来的时候
both her eyes were opened.
她的眼睛打开了。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
A great miracle took place.
一个很伟大的很奇妙的神迹发生了
first man she saw in her life was her own husband
这个女孩子她生平所看到的第一个人就是她的先生
Amen My dear brothers and sisters
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
When you pray
当你祷告
Let your will be done
愿神的旨意成就在我们身上
Know one thing this morning
今天早上我们要学一个功课
When you pray like that
当你这样祷告
God will always give his best for you
神要把那上好的福分来赏赐给你
Amen
Amen
So don't worry about blind man or blind girl
所以呢不要担心你的对象是不是瞎眼
What is most important is whether they have a good heart
最重要的是他们是不是有个好的心
Amen A good heart is more important than money or gold
好的心呢比钱财更为重要
是不是 You know how many women from rich family have come and asked me for prayer
你知道吗有很多富有家庭的女孩子请我为她祷告
That their husbands are committing adultery
这些女人呢他们的先生在外面有外遇
When I was in Taipei
当我在台北的时候
One very rich woman came to see me for prayer
有一个很富有的富人请我为他祷告
Her husband is a very rich man
他的丈夫非常有钱
She lives a very comfortable life
他们的家境非常的富有
She hold my hand
他握着我的手
She told me please pray for my family
他说请你为我的家庭祷告
Her husband is having two mistresses
他先生在外面有两个女人。
My dear brothers and sisters，
我亲爱弟兄姊妹们
，A man can have money，
一个人有钱
，but not a good heart，
但没有好的心。
Amen， 是不是 ？So money you can earn anytime，
钱你可以赚
，but a good heart is difficult to find，
但是好的心却是很难去找到，
是不是？So when you pray, let thy will be done.
所以当你祷告，愿神的旨意成就。
God's will always be done in our lives.
神的旨意很愿意成就在我们的生命。
Sometimes God's will may seem contradictory to our liking.
有时候神的旨意跟我们的意思会相违背。
There is one example in the Bible.
在圣经里面有一个例子。
In Acts chapter 21.
在使徒行传二十一章
verses 13 and 14
13节14节
Paul is in this particular city
使徒保罗来到这个城市
and then a prophet called Agabus came
有位先知叫雅加布
and he looked at Paul
他看着保罗
and he prophesied to Paul
他就对他发预言
when you go to Jerusalem
他说你去耶路撒冷
the Jews will bind your hands
这犹太人要捆绑你
and they will kill you
他们要杀你
when all the disciples and the church heard this
当教会的弟兄姊妹听到这些事情的时候
they became very sad
他们就很伤心
they hold the hands of Paul
他们就握着保罗的手
they hold his feet
抓着他的脚
say Paul
说保罗
don't go to Jerusalem
不要去耶路撒冷
don't go to Jerusalem
不要去耶路撒冷
we don't want you to die
我们不要你死
Paul looked at them
保罗看着
他们 Why are you crying like this?
你们为什么这么哭丧呢
That is the will of God for my life
这是神在我身上的旨意
What do you know about God's will?
你知道神的旨意吗
Paul knew God's will very well
保罗很清楚神的旨意
Acts chapter 10 tells us
使徒行传第十章告诉我们
When God called Paul to the ministry
当神呼召保罗来侍奉
The Lord already told Paul
神已经告诉保罗
For my name's sake
为着我名的缘故
You will go through many many sufferings
你要经历很多的困难
Many many persecutions
很多的迫害
Will you willingly do all that?
你愿意这样做吗
He said yes Lord
保罗说愿意
I will do that
我愿意
Paul knew God's will
保罗知道神的旨意
So he told the people
所以他就告诉百
姓 Why are you crying like this?
你们为什么这样哭呢
That is the will of God for me
这是神在我身上的旨意
I am willing to not only go to prison but even to give my life
我不但愿意被捆绑我愿意奉献我的生命
When the people heard that
当大家听到他这样说
Know what they prayed
你知道他们祷告什么吗
They all knelt down
他们就跪下来
They look up to heaven
他们就仰望天
They said Oh Lord
我主啊
Let thy will be done
愿你的旨意成就
They prayed like that
他们这样祷告
My dear brothers and sisters
我亲爱弟兄姊妹们
It is very very important to know what is God's will for our life
这是很重要的当我们知道神的旨意
When God called me to go and evangelize the nation of Tibet
当神呼召我到西藏那里去传福音
I don't know anything about Tibet
我对西藏是一无所知
All I know was it was a country in the world
我只知道它是世界上的一个国家
So when I wanted to go to Tibet,
所以当我要去西藏
the Lord told me,
主告诉我
No, you're not ready yet.
你还没有预备好
Wait.
等一下
Pray and wait.
祷告
So I prayed.
我就祷告
Every day when I'm praying,
每天当我祷告的时候
Jesus Christ will appear to me.
主耶稣就向我显现
And he will teach me about Tibet.
然后他就教导我有关西藏的事
The spiritual climate in the country.
在这个国家的属灵光景
The culture of the Tibetan people
他们的文化
The religion in the people
他们的宗教
The spiritual strongholds in the country
还有在这个国家的那个坚固的营垒
How to preach the gospel to the people
怎么来向他们传福音
For 2.5 years
有两年半的时间
Every day for 2.5 years
每一天
Through visions and through dreams
借着异象异梦
The Lord taught me
主来向我教导
It is like a Bible school I went
就好像我去一个神学院
After that was over
当我学完了
I was fasting and praying for 40 days
我禁食祷告40天
In 1986
在1986年
On the 40th day
在第40天
The Lord Jesus appeared to me
主耶稣向我显现
He told me
他告诉我
When you go to Tibet
当你去西藏
You will go through much much sufferings
你会经历很多的逼迫
You may even lose your life
你甚至会丧失你的生命
You will suffer for lack of food
你会因为缺少食物而挨饿。
You may not have a place to sleep.
你甚至没有地方睡觉。
You have to sleep on the streets.
你必须要在马路上睡觉。
You may have to go hungry without food for many days.
也许你好几天没有东西吃。
You'll be hated by the people.
有人会打你。
They will put you in prison.
然后把你关起来。
Are you willing to do all this?
你愿意吗？
I say yes, Lord.
我说是的，我愿意。
Whatever is your will for me.
你的旨意在我身上。
I accept it.
我就接受。
So when I went,
我就去了。
From 1986 till today.
从1986年到现在。
8 times I faced death.
有八次我面临死亡。
According to medical science, I should die.
按照医学来说，我应该已经死了。
In my own body, when the sickness was gripping on me,
当我有病的时候
，I knew I was going to die.
我有预感说会死了。
Each time, the Lord Jesus Christ will supernaturally deliver me.
每一次都是主耶稣用很超自然奇妙的方式救了我。
How am I able to go through all this?
我怎么能够经历这一些呢
？Because I knew God's will.
因为我清楚神的旨意。
Amen. When you know what is God's will,
当你知道什么是神的旨意
，God has shown me.
神已经向我显明。
What I should do for Him.
我应该为他做什么事
？Until the plans are finished, I will not die.
当神的计划还没有完成的时候，他不会让我死去。
Amen. Every one of you have a will, God's will for you.
神在每个身上有他的旨意。
Until the will is finished,
在计划完成之前
，Nobody can kill you.
没有人能够伤害你。
Amen. Believe that in your heart.
你要在心里面确信。
Don't fear the devil.
不要怕魔鬼。
Until God's will is finished.
直到神的计划在你身上成就。
The devil cannot kill you.
魔鬼没有办法杀害你。
Amen.
Amen.
Look at the life of Jesus.
我们来看耶稣的生平。
Herod tried to kill him.
Herod.希律王啊，想要杀害他。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees tried to kill him.
法利赛人、撒都该人都想要杀害他。
But Jesus said.
但是耶稣说。
He always said.
他总是说。
My time has not come yet.
我的时候还没有到。
You cannot touch me.
你没有办法碰我。
My time has not come yet.
我的时候还没有到。
You remember that?
记得吗
？He always said that.
他就是这样说。
How is he able to say that?
他怎么能够这样说呢
？Every time when he's praying.
每次当他祷告的时候
God makes his will known to him
神向他显明他的旨意
My dear brothers and sisters
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
When you pray
当你祷告的时候
Lord let thy will be done
主啊愿你的旨意成就
Let thy will be done in my life
愿你的旨意成就在我的身上
God will show you his will
神就要向你显明他的旨意
Then you pray
然后你祷告
Yes Lord according to your will I give my life to you
主啊按着你的旨意我将我的生命献给你
There are three kinds of the will of God
神的旨意有三种
It is very important for us to know these three will
我们需要能够来辨明
Then we can find out what is God's will for our life
我们就会知道神在我们身上的旨意如何
Firstly the one kind of God's will is called the automatic will of God
第一个是神至高的旨意
The automatic will of God like, is like the laws in nature.
就像是这个地球上的一些自然的原则的现象。
For example,
举个例子
we are always breathing every moment.
Breathing. 我们每天都在呼吸。
Nobody will wake up in the morning.
没有一个人早上起来的时候。
And put your nose in your hand, your hands in your nose.
然后你手握着你的鼻子。
And say, in Jesus' name, breathe.
然后你说奉耶稣的名我要呼吸
Do you do that in the morning?
你早上会这样做吗
有吗没有 because it automatically will breathe
因为你很自然的会呼吸
Look at our heart
看着我们的心
automatically is beating
自然就会跳动
When you go to bed
当你去西藏的时
候 Do you put your hand on your heart?
Go to bed?
No, bed
I'll go to bed 当你上床的时候 你会按手在你的心脏那里
Do you tell your body?
你会告诉你的身体
Body, I'm going to sleep now.
我现在要睡觉了
So heart, stop.
现在心脏停一下，休息一下
And then when you wake up,
当你起来的时候
You put your hand.
你用手摸着你的心脏
Body,
心脏
Now I'm going to wake up.
我们现在要起来了
Heart, wake up.
心脏你要醒来
Do you do that?
你会这样做吗
If you ever do that,
如果你这样做
Before you go to bed,
那你上床之前
when you say heart stop,
你说心脏停啊
when you open your eyes,
那你打开你的眼睛
you may find yourself in a strange place,
那你就到另外一个世界去了。
You find that they had already buried you.
Bury you? 你发现人家已经把你埋葬起来了。
So, these are the natural laws of God.
这是神自然的法则。
It is the will of God you breathe.
是神的旨意要我们呼吸。
It is the will of God we have the morning and the night.
是神的旨意我们有白天有晚上。
This is the natural laws.
这是自然的法则。
It is the will of God we are born and we die.
这是神的旨意，我们出生，然后我们有一天会死。
All these are automatic.
这是自然的现象。
The second will.
第二种旨意。
It's called the desire will of God.
第二种呢，是神他所愿意成就的事。
It is like this.
就像这样子。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
彼得后书第三章第九节。
God says.
神说。
I will that all men come into the saving knowledge of Christ Jesus.
神愿万人得救，都来认识耶稣基督。
What is this will?
神的旨意是什么？
God is expressing his desire that everybody will get saved.
神的心意就是不愿一人沉沦，愿万人得救。
The third kind of God's will.
第三种神的旨意。
Is called a command.
是神的命令。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 16,
彼得前书第一章十七节。
That it is the will of God that you be holy because God is holy.
神的旨意是要我们圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
So that is also a will of God.
所以这也是神的旨意。
But it is a command.
这是神的命令。
There are no options.
这不是我们可以选择的。
You have to do it.
你必须要这样做。
So the three will of God.
所以这是神旨意的三种方式。
Automatic will of God.
第一个是神自然的方式。
The desire will of God.
第二个是神心要成就的。
The command will of God.
第三种是神的命令。
So when we pray.
所以当我们祷告。
Thy will be done in my life.
你的旨意成就在我身上。
We must know what is the will of God.
我们必须要知道什么是神的旨意。
And God will make His will known to you.
神会向我们显明他的旨意。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，God's will for us is for good.
神的旨意对我们是好的。
It is not for evil.
不是邪恶的。
We don't know what is God's will.
我们不知道什么神的旨意。
Sometimes we want to do certain things.
有时候我们想做一些事。
And when we are about to do it.
当我们要做的时候
we find obstacles coming in between.
我们发现有一些拦阻
we are not able to do it.
我们就没有办法做
and then we pray.
那我们就祷告
Lord,
主啊
why this obstacle?
为什么有这些拦阻呢
remove this obstacle.
求你除去这拦阻
my dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
why we pray like that?
你为什么这样祷告呢
because we do not know God's will.
因为我们不清楚神的旨意
let me tell you one story.
那我告诉你一个故事
once there was a man of God in South India.
有一次在南印度呢有一个神的仆人
in front of his house there's a big tree
在他家前面呢有一棵大树
so every morning when he's drinking his cup of tea
所以当每天早上他在喝茶的时候
he will sit by the outside his house and watch the trees and the birds and drink his cup of tea
他坐在家前面然后就看着大树树上的小鸟在喝茶
one day
有一天
he noticed a small little bird making a nest
他看到有一个小鸟在上面搭窝。
Every day this bird will bring one stick by one stick to make the nest.
每天呢，这个鸟会从外面衔草过来筑那个窝。
The bird is going to lay eggs.
它要产卵。
So it was very painstakingly making a beautiful nest.
所以这个鸟呢，很用心的来筑好它的窝。
So every day this man of God saw how the bird was making.
每天呢他就看这个窝怎么慢慢的被筑起来
But you know what happened?
你知道发生什么事吗
There was also a big danger
有一个危险
On one side the bird was making the nest
一边这个鸟在筑窝
On another side
另外一边
Hiding behind a rock
在岩石的后面
Was a ferocious cat
有一只猫
And the cat was waiting quietly
那个猫呢就在那边虎视眈眈
Every day also watching the bird
每天就看着那个鸟
Every morning the bird also will come and watch
那个每天那个
Cat will watch cat.
那个鸟那个猫就在那边看着
喵喵 So the cat will be watching.
那个猫就在那边看着。
Waiting patiently.
它就很耐心的等候。
For the bird to finish the nest.
啊，让这个鸟搭好了窝之后。
And then when the bird lays the eggs.
让它产卵。
After they are hatched.
然后孵化。
Many birds will come, little birds.
那有很多小鸟。
The cat was waiting patiently.
那个猫呢就等着。
Now the bird didn't know about the danger from the cat.
这个鸟并不知道说有猫在那边。
But this man of God saw the cat.
但是这个神人呢就看着他。
So he was thinking.
他就想。
How to tell the bird there is a danger here?
我怎么去告诉鸟啊有个危险呢？
He doesn't know how to speak the bird language.
他没有办法讲猫那个鸟的语言。
And the bird doesn't know how to speak the Indian language.
然后那个鸟呢也不会说印度话。
So how to tell the bird?
所以我怎么去跟那个鸟讲呢
？So for many days was thinking.
所以他一直想好几天。
Then one day,
有一天
，he thought of a plan.
他想出一个办法。
And the bird went away to get sticks.
当鸟飞去要衔那个草回来的时候
，he climbed the tree.
他就爬到树上去。
Took a big stone.
他就拿了一个石头。
And put in the nest.
然后放在那个窝里面。
And the bird came.
然后那个鸟回来。
And saw the nest.
看到那个窝
，big stone there，
有很大的石头。
And the bird was crying and crying。
然后那个鸟呢就开始哭了。
And flying around，
它就在那飞来飞去。
Thinking in his heart，
他想到
，Oh Lord God，
哦神啊
，Some wicked man have put a stone，
有些邪恶的人把这个大石头放在我的窝里面了。
Punish him, Lord。
Punish him， 哦，你处罚他吧。
Break his hand, Lord。
你把他的手折断。
We pray like that.
我们会这样祷告，对不对？
对不对？对。But the poor bird doesn't pray like that.
但是鸟呢，不会这样祷告。
It just flew around.
它会飞来飞去。
Crying and beating his wings.
然后这边挥动着、挥舞着它的翅膀，然后在那边叫。
Then it flew away.
然后就飞走了。
To another tree.
它飞到另外一个树。
So when the bird was flying.
所以当这个鸟在飞的时候
，thinking in his heart，
他心里面想
，Lord， I wanted to make a house，
我要搭个窝。
One wicked man put a stone there。
可是一个邪恶的人竟然有个坏人把那个石头放在我的窝里面。
Was the bird able to see the danger？
这鸟有没有办法看到那个危险呢
？Isabel，The bird was not able to see the danger。
这个鸟没有办法看到那危险。
But the man saw the danger。
可是这个人呢，他看到那个危险。
So he put an obstacle.
所以他就放了一个拦阻在那边。
So that the cat will not destroy the birds and its little babies.
所以那个猫呢，不会来抓这个小鸟跟它的这些小小鸟。
In the same way,
同样的
，when obstacles come in our life,
当我们遇到拦阻的时候
，God may be putting a stop there because there are dangers ahead of us.
很多时候呢，是神拦阻我们，因为神看到过超越那个有危险。
So when you pray，
所以当你祷告
，Let thy will be done，
愿你的旨意成就。
Let thy will be done in my life this today，
愿你的旨意在我身上成就。
If there is a danger ahead in your life，
如果在你的生命里面有危险
，God will show you，
神会向你显明。
Don't do this。
不要这样做。
Don't go here。
不要到这里。
There is a danger there。
那里有危险。
Don't go。
不要去。
Several years ago,
几年前
I was going to the eastern part of Tibet.
我到西藏的东部。
So from the city in China called Chengdu,
所以在成都成都
I had to take a bus and go to the northern part to a small village in Tibet.
我要坐车子呢到西藏北部的一个小地方。
Then from that village go to another village.
然后从那个地方再到另外一个地方。
So the journey will take 2 or 3 days to travel by bus.
所以这样子搭车子呢要两三天的时间。
So that morning I was praying.
所以那天早上我在祷告。
Lord, today we are going to go to this place.
我们今天早上要去这个地方。
Guide us, Lord.
主啊，你带领我们。
Show us your perfect will.
显明你奇妙的旨意。
Let your will be done in our life today.
让你的旨意成就在我们身上。
So after praying this prayer,
所以当我这样祷告
，I went to the bus station to buy the bus ticket.
我就到那个巴士站呢去买那个车票。
So as I was standing in the bus station,
当我在车站的时候
，The Holy Spirit told me,
圣灵告诉我
，Don't go to this first village.
不要去这第一个村庄。
Go to the second village first.
你先到第二个村庄。
Then you come to the first village.
然后再回到第一个村庄。
Now to go that journey,
我要这样去。
It is a 3 long days of traveling.
要三天的时间。
So I was thinking in my heart.
所以我心里面想。
Why the Holy Spirit say like that?
为什么圣灵这样告诉我呢？
So anyway I pray.
所以我就祷告。
Let thy will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
So I bought the ticket.
所以我就买了那个车票。
So for 3 days we traveled.
所以我就坐了三天的车子。
We reached the second village.
先到第二个村落。
When I reached the second village,
当我到那里，
there were a lot of Chinese people were quarreling and fighting with the bus conductor.
有很多人呢，很多中国人呢，就跟那个车上的那个车长在吵架。
I was wondering what was happening.
所以我就想说，到底发生什么事啊？
So I told one Chinese brother.
我就跟一个中国弟兄说，
What is happening there?
到底是什么一回事？
So he went and he found out.
所以他就去，然后他问了。
When he came,
他回来，
there was great fear on his face.
他脸上呢就一副的愁容，一副的害怕的样子。
He looked as if he had seen a demon.
他的脸上看起来就像他看到魔鬼一样。
So I asked him,
我就问他，
What happened to you?
怎么一回事了？
What happened?
到底是发生什么事？
He looked at me.
他就告诉我。
He said, If I tell you, you would not believe it.
如果我跟你讲，你也不会相信。
I said what?
我说什么事啊？
You know we are supposed to go to the first village.
你知道吗？我们本来应该去的第一个村落。
I said that's correct.
我说对啊。
He said all the people who travel in the bus.
所有坐在车上的人。
When the bus was climbing up the mountain.
当那个车子要上山的时候。
While the driver was driving.
那个司机在开车。
Just for one moment.
就一下子之间。
Fall asleep,
他睡着了。
When he fall asleep,
他睡着的时候
，the whole bus fell down the mountain.
那个整个车子呢，就掉到山谷里面去。
Everybody died.
所有的人都死了。
When I heard that,
当我听到这个时候
，I was thinking in my heart.
我心里面想
，We were supposed to be in that bus.
我们本来应该坐那个车子。
If we had gone in the bus,
如果我们坐上那个车子
，I would have died.
我已经死了。
So when we pray.
所以当我们祷告
Let thy will be done
愿你的旨意成就
God will show us what is our will
神会向我们显明他的旨意
Amen,
Amen.
That's why it is very important to always pray God's will
所以很重要的是常常来祷告愿神的旨意成就
My dear brothers and sisters
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Before we became a Christian
当我们开始成为一个基督徒
We have been living a life according to the sins of this world
我们本来呢是按着世界的模式在过日子。
We have been living a life that is not according to the will of God.
我们没有顺服神的旨意。
We have been ruling our own life.
我们自己在过日子。
Now when we become a Christian,
当我们成为基督徒之后
，When you pray,
当你祷告
，Let thy will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
What are we actually saying?
我们在说什么呢
？Lord, you are my King and my God.
主啊，你是我的主，我的王。
May your kingdom come in my life.
你的国降临在我身上。
Let your will be done in my life.
你的旨意成就在我身上。
I allow you, Jesus, to rule my life.
我允许你主耶稣来掌管我的生命。
I allow you, Jesus, to lead me and guide me.
我允许你来引导我，来带领我。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 21.
腓立比书一章二十一节。
The apostle Paul also prayed like that.
使得保罗这样祷告
He lives by the will of God
他按着神的旨意来活
He said Christ lives in me
他说基督活在我的里面
I live by the will of God
我按着神的旨意来活
Christ rules me
基督在我里面
My dear brothers and sisters
我亲爱弟兄姊妹们
This is a very important prayer all Christians must pray
这是一个很重要的祷告每个基督徒都这样祷告
Let thy will be done in my life Lord Jesus
愿你的旨意成就在我身上
When you do that
当你这样做的时候
Psalms chapter 32 verse 8 says
诗篇三十二篇第八节说
That God will teach us his ways
神会指引我们的脚步
He will direct us in his perfect way for us
他会将他纯全善良的旨意成就在我们身上。
When you pray this prayer,
那他这样祷告的时候
，It will help you to know what is God's will for your life.
会帮助我们来明白神在你身上的旨意。
And then this prayer helps you to yield your life to God.
而这样的祷告帮助我们来顺服在神的面前。 屈服在神的脚前。
Even though you may not like the thing，
也许你不会不一定高兴。
You may not like to do it，
也许你不想这样做。
But when you pray，
但是当你祷告
，And I will be done，
愿你的旨意成就。
You are yielding your life to God，
你就顺服在神的面前。
Say, yes, Lord, I will obey what you do。
你就说主啊，是的，我愿意顺服你，我愿意照着你的旨意来做。
Let me give you one very good example。
那我再告诉你一个例子。
In Luke chapter 22。
In Luke, okay. 在路加福音二十二章
，and in the verse 42,
四十二节
，you can read the Lord Jesus Christ praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
你可以读到主耶稣在克西马尼园祷告。
Jesus Christ was praying.
耶稣在祷告。
Lord, if it is your will, remove this cup.
主啊，若是可行，求你将这杯撤去。
Why Jesus prayed this prayer?
为什么耶稣这样祷告呢？
He was going through a lot of suffering.
因为他经历很多的迫害。
Now he is going to go through another suffering.
他又要经历另外一次的受害。
He is going to be arrested.
他要被绑。
They are going to whip him 39 times.
他们要鞭打他39下40下
They are going to put a crown of thorns on his head.
他们要把荆棘的冠冕戴在他头上。
They are going to slap him.
他们要鞭打他。
They are going to spit on his face.
他们要吐口水在他身上。
They are going to treat him horribly.
他们要用很卑鄙的方式来对待他。
Finally, they are going to kill him on the cross.
最后，他们要把他钉死在十字架上。
All this Jesus saw in the cup.
这些耶稣看到就是那个苦的杯。
So in his weakness, he prayed.
所以在他身体的软弱里面，他祷告。
My Father,
父啊。
My Father,
父啊。
If it is your will,
若是可行
，remove this cup，
求你将这杯撤去
，take away this suffering，
把这个痛苦拿去
，it's too much，
这太多
了 ，I cannot go through it，
我受不了了。
He was praying like that，
他这样祷告。
You know, Jesus Christ actually knew for what purpose he came。
耶稣知道他来到世上的目的是什么。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 10, it is written。
在希伯来书第十章这样说
He said, Oh Lord, I came to do your will.
主啊，我来是照着你这旨意行。
In Psalms chapter 40, he also said like that.
在诗篇也是这样说
I have come to do your will.
我来，我乐意照你的旨意行。
The whole life of the Lord Jesus Christ on this earth was to do the will of God.
耶稣在世上，他就是要遵行神的旨意。
But suddenly,
但是突然间
Now he cannot take it anymore.
他受不了了。
His flesh was desiring to be set free from all these persecutions.
他的肉体呢，是希望能够免除这一些的迫害。
His flesh was desiring to be a free man.
他的肉体呢，希望能够自由，不需要受到这些迫害。
Then he prayed.
可是他祷告。
Father,
父啊
，Not my will,
不是我的旨意。
But your will be done in my life.
不要照我的意思，只要照你的旨意行。
Amen.
Amen.
Not my will.
不是我的意思。
I don't want to go through this suffering.
我不想经过这些苦难。
But your will be done in my life.
但是我愿意照你的旨意行。
My dearly beloved brothers and sisters.
我亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
When you pray this prayer.
当你这样祷告。
This prayer will help you to yield your life to the living God.
这样祷告呢，会帮助你来顺服在神的旨意面前。
Now this prayer does not only say, let your will be done only.
这个祷告不单是说你的旨意成全。
It also says, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
而且是说愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Two things are mentioned here.
这里有两件事。
One is,
其中一个是
God's will in heaven.
神的旨意在天上。
Then that will in heaven must be translated, transferred on earth.
就是神在天上的旨意呢，能够来转变，来行在地上。
So you are actually praying.
所以我们事实上是在祷告。
Lord, your will that is in heaven, let it be in my life on this earth.
主啊，你在天上旨意，让它成就在我的身上，在这个地上。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
This prayer teaches us a very big truth and mystery.
这个祷告呢，教导我们一个真理，还有一个奥秘。
What is it?
是什么呢
？That God has a perfect plan and will for you written in heaven.
神在天上已经在你身上那完全的旨意已经写在天上了。
So when you pray, let your will be done in my life as it is in heaven.
所以当你祷告说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，
You are actually saying,
事实上你在说，
Lord, I don't know what is your will for me.
主啊，我不知道你的旨意是什么。
Make your will known to me.
求你向我显明你的旨意。
And I will do it on earth.
我要在地上来行，遵行。
Let me give you two examples.
让我给你两个例子。
About 5 years ago, I went to this country called Australia.
大约五年前 我到澳洲。
So when I was there, a few pastors gathered together and they wanted me to pray for them.
当我去澳洲的时候呢，有几个牧师就聚在一起，要我为他们祷告。
Among the group of pastors, there was a woman pastor.
在这些牧师里面呢，其中有一位女牧师。
She's a very, very godly woman.
她是一个很敬虔的一位牧师。
So as we all were praying,
所以当我们祷告的时候
，I saw the heavens open before me.
我看到天上开了。
And I looked into heaven.
我看着天上。
And there was a big table.
有一个很大的桌子。
Jesus Christ was sitting in the center of the table.
耶稣就坐在这个桌子的中间。
And around him were sitting many prophets and saints.
在他旁边呢，有很多的先知，很多的圣徒坐在那里。
They all had long beard and white flowy hair.
他们，都有长的胡子，还有很长的头发。
And all the saints looked very bright and glorious.
这些圣徒呢，看起来都非常的蛮有荣光的。
When I looked at them,
我看着他们。
I knew in my spirit,
我在灵里面就知道。
These are some of the Old Testament prophets.
这些是旧约里面的先知。
Among the many of them,
在当中
I recognize one saint.
我认出有一位圣徒。
I recognize him to be the prophet Moses.
我看到他就是摩西。
He was sitting beside the Lord Jesus.
他就坐在耶稣的旁边。
And there was a big scroll in front of Jesus.
然后在耶稣前面有一个书卷。
And it seems that Jesus Christ was discussing aboutWhat is in the scroll with the prophets?
看来耶稣在跟这些先知们一起讨论书卷里面的。
So as I was looking,
所以当我看着的时候
I was wondering what they were discussing.
我在想说他们在讨论什么。
And the Holy Spirit opened my ears to listen.
然后圣灵就打开我的耳朵来听。
And I heard Jesus talking with the prophets.
那我就听到耶稣跟先知们讨论的事情。
He said, "This is my will for my daughter."
这是我给我女儿的旨意。
And I knew he was talking about the lady pastor in that group.
我知道是他给这位女牧师的旨意。
So the Lord Jesus was showing a plan of a building.
所以，主耶稣呢就是向这些圣徒们，在显现他的旨意。
That plan of a building is for the new church they are going to make.
哦，原来这个是，这个女牧师她所牧会的教会要，建堂，这个，教堂呢的那个整个蓝图是什么，他在向他们显现。
So he was discussing with Moses about that.
所以主耶稣呢就跟摩西在讨论这个事情。
So why Moses?
为什么是摩西呢？
Why not other prophets?
为什么不是其他的先知呢？
I thought about that.
我想一想。
Then immediately the Holy Spirit helped me to understand.
哦，然后圣灵就帮助我了明白。
Didn't God call Moses to build the tabernacle?
啊，难道不是神呼召摩西来建那个会幕吗？
是不是？So he has got a lot of experience.
所以摩西很有经验。
So he was explaining to Moses.
所以，他就，跟摩西来解释。
And all the other prophets.
还有其他的，先知们。
This is my will for my daughter.
这是我为我女儿这位女牧师，所预备的旨意。
What do you all think?
你怎么想？
Now who will dare to say no?
谁敢说不？
是不是？Who will dare to say, no, Lord Jesus, I don't think this is good?
谁会对耶稣说，这个计划不好？
Will you dare to say like that?
你敢说吗？
Will you dare to say?
敢吗？
So they all say, yes, Lord Jesus.
所以他们都说好，是的，主耶稣。
So then Jesus looked at me.
然后主耶稣看着我。
Said, tell my daughter.
告诉我的女儿。
This building plan is my perfect will for her.
这个建堂就是我在她身上的旨意。
Tell her to go ahead and do it.
告诉她可以建堂的。
Not to get discouraged,
不要灰心，
but to go forward,
就可以，开始进行。
At the moment I didn't know why the Lord Jesus was showing me all these things.
我那个时候我不知道说主耶稣为什么要告诉我这些。
Is this what I'm telling you in the Bible?
难道这是圣经里面所讲的吗？
If you read Amos chapter 3 verse 7，
如果你读阿摩斯书啊三章七节，
The Bible says，
圣经说
that God will reveal His plans and secrets to His prophets。
神会将他的奥秘来向先知们启示。
God reveals His secrets to the prophets。
神借着先知来显明他的旨意。
Then the prophets comes to the church or to the country and they reveal the plans and the secrets of God。
然后先知就到教会去，把神的奥秘、神的旨意来向他们显明。
So after the prayer was over，
所以当祷告完之后
，I pulled the pastor aside。
我就请这位女牧师。
I say I want to tell you something。
我就跟他讲说，我要告诉你，说当我们祷告的时候，
I looked into heaven，
我就看到天上，
and the Lord Jesus showed me a plan，
然后主耶稣就把他的旨意向我显明，
I explained to her everything，
我就把每件事情都告诉他，
and when I was talking to her，
当我跟他讲的时候，
the pastor was crying，
他眼泪就一直掉下来，
tears were rolling down her eyes，
他也在哭，
I asked her，
我就问他，
pastor why are you crying，
我说为什么你要哭啊？
she said my dear brother，
他说
When I close my eyes to pray just now，
当我现在闭着眼睛祷告，
The Holy Spirit said，
圣灵告诉我，
I want to talk to you，
我要跟你讲话，
Look at the face of Sadhu，
你看着撒都牧师的脸，
So I opened my eyes，
所以我就打开我的眼睛，
I saw your face，
我看到你的脸，
Look very handsome，
看起来很英俊，
对不？对不？So when I look at your face，
当我看着你的脸，
there was perfect peace on your face，
你脸上是带着完全的平安。
And suddenly，
那突然之间，
a light began to shine on your face，
你的脸上开始有荣光，
it became brighter and brighter，
越来越强。
And your whole face was shining like a sun，
你的脸呢像太阳光那么的强烈。
And the Holy Spirit told me，
然后圣灵告诉我，
I am showing something to Sadhu concerning your life，
我要告诉撒都牧师有关你生命的事。
What he tells you, you listen to him。
他跟他讲的，你就要好好听。
So the pastor was crying and crying。
所以那个牧师就一直哭。
She caught my hand。
他就握着我的手。
She said, brother。
他说弟兄啊。
You do not know what problem I'm going through。
你不知道我遇到什么样的难题。
I'm facing a lot of problem in building this church。
那我要建堂的时候遇到很多的拦阻。
Half my church have left me because they thought this is not God's plan。
我的教会的会友已经有一半离开了，因为他们不认为这是神的旨意。
And we have no money to finish the building。
然后我们没有钱可以继续再盖。
Only then I understood why God showed me the vision。
那时候我才知道说为什么神把他的旨意向我启示。
That is to encourage this woman。
就是要鼓励这位女牧师。
That the will of God for her in heaven must be translated on earth。
神的旨意在天上必须要转变成就在地上。
Amen.
Amen.
So the pastor was so filled with faith.
所以这个牧师呢就大有信心。
She was encouraged.
他得到鼓励。
And she successfully finished the church.
然后他就成功的来完成了建堂的工作。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
When we pray.
当我们祷告。
Let your will be done in my life as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意成就在我身上，如同行在天上。
Whatever is God's will for you written in heaven will be made known to you。
神在天上已经为你所预定的旨意，必然要成就在你身上。
Another one time I was praying。
有一次当我祷告。
I was praying for the so many people who write to me。
我为着写代祷信的人来祷告。
So as I was praying。
所以当我祷告的时候。
There was one thing one person wrote。
有一个人就写着。
He said, just wrote, pray for me and my family。
他就是写说为我祷告，为我的家庭祷告。
Pray for you and for your family means what？
到底是什么意思
？Whether pray for good health？
到底身体健康呢
？Pray that you'll have a house？
或者有房子呢
？Pray for what？
到底为什么祷告
？If many people talk wrongly like this，
有的人甚至要求祷告都不知道怎么写。
If you ask people to pray for you，
如果你请人为你祷告
，Don't say，
不要说
Pray for me，
为我祷告。
Pray for what？
为什么祷告呢
？You tell the Lord。
你跟主讲
Lord bless me，
主啊祝福我。
Jesus will ask you bless what，
耶稣会说祝福什么，
对不对？ Why you are not receiving blessings in your life？
你知道为什么没有得，为什么得不到祝福吗？
Because you say Lord bless me，
因为你说祝福我。
Then Jesus ask you，
然后耶稣问
什么Bless you with what?
要祝福什么呢？
You know there are more than 30,000 blessings in the Bible.
你知道吗？在圣经里面有超过33,000个祝福。
More than 30,000 promises of blessings.
有超过30,000个应许的祝福。
So out of the 30,000, which one you want?
在这30,000个祝福里头，到底你要哪一种祝福呢？
So I saw the letter.
所以我看着这个信。
I said, Lord Jesus, I don't know what this person wrote.
我说主耶稣，我不晓得这个人写什么。
I don't know what is his problem.
我不知道他的问题。
As I was praying like this,
当我这样祷告的时候
，I saw Jesus standing beside me.
我看到耶稣站在我旁边。
He had a scroll.
然后他有他的书卷。
He opened the scroll.
他打开。
He said, "Look at this scroll."
他说，你看这个书卷。
This is what this person actually wants.
他说，这个人啊，真正要的是什么
？This is my will for this person.
这是我在这个人身上的旨意。
Now you pray according like this.
你就照这样祷告。
So I look at the scroll.
所以我就看着这个书卷
God's will for that person up in heaven
神的旨意在这个人身上已经写在天上
Then I prayed
我就祷告
Lord whatever is your will up in heaven let it be upon this person on this earth
我说主啊你在天上为这个人所定的旨意就成就在这个人身上
Amen
Amen
This is a very powerful prayer
这是一个很强而有力的祷告
When you pray this prayer
当你这样祷告的时候
LetThy will be done on this earth as it is heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同。